This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shataj Anand and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Wednesday, that is 3rd of June. Well, indeed, we saw profit booking on D Street in the last 1 hour of the trade, but Nifty 50 held on to 10,000 while Sensex also held on to its crucial support of 34,000. Well, we'll be discussing all these factors and more, so stay tuned. Well, profit booking hit D Street in the last 1 hour of the trade on Wednesday. In fact, Sensex fell nearly 400 points from the high of 34,488, while the Nifty 50 witnessed selling pressure near 10,200 levels. But both these indices, that is both Sensex and Nifty, closed in the green, so don't worry about that. Well, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex rose 284 points to close at 34,109, while the Nifty 50 closed with gains of 82 points at 10,061. Now, if you look at sectors, then the action was visible in realty, banks, finance, oil and gas, and capital goods stocks, while profit taking was visible in telecom, power, IT, and metal space. Now, Nifty Bank rose 2% to 20,940, led by gains in Bandhan Bank, PNB, Kotak Bank, RBI, as well as State Bank of India. Now, on the broader markets front, mid-cap index was up 0.3%, while the small-cap index rose over 1%. Top Nifty gainers include names like Nestle India, Kotak Bank, Bajaj Finance, and M&M, while top Nifty losers include names like UPL, Zee Entertainment, Bharti Infratel, Wipro, as well as NTPC. Now, experts are of the view that volatility is likely to continue as the Nifty 50 index trades near critical resistance level, but there are plenty of stock-specific opportunities that are available. Now, if you look at the markets, they are currently riding on the global buoyancy, that means global liquidity, but the profit taking in the last hour and scheduled weekly expiry indicates, that is tomorrow, a probability of a pause on Thursday. Now, the benchmark index may take a breather and see some consolidation before further surge. Meanwhile, there will be no shortage of opportunities on the stock-specific front. So that's what most experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the action was visible in the realty index, which was up 3.07%, followed by the BankEx that rose 2.07%, and the finance index closed with gains of 1.86%. Now, profit taking was visible in the telecom space that fell 0.9%, followed by the power index that was down 0.8%, and the IT index also closed in the red with losses of 0.4%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Canara Bank, PNB, Adani Enterprises, Adani Power, BEL, as well as Britannia Industries. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Godrej Properties, Interglobe Aviation, RBL Bank, HDFC Life, as well as Bajaj Finance, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Tata Power, Torrent Power, UBL, as well as Adani Power. Now, more than 50 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Dixon Technologies, Britannia Industries, RT Drugs, S Quartz, and Aurobindo Pharma. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, banking stocks were in fact in focus and led the rally from the front. Now, banks and financial stocks gain the most as the economy gradually comes out of the coronavirus lockdown. Among the banking names, Kotak Bank, Bandhan Bank, SBI, PNB, and ICICI Bank gained 2-3% each. Now, Britannia Industries. Now, stock price ended almost 2% high after hitting a record high of 3,704 per share. Now, the company declared its March quarter results after market hours on June 2nd. Saregama India, in fact, that stock price was locked in 20% upper circuit after the music company announced a partnership with the Facebook. Steel Strips Wheels was also in focus. Now, the stock rose nearly 6% after the company bagged an export order. Interglobe Aviation jumped 7% despite the company reporting a net loss in the quarter ended March 2020. Morgan Stanley says the valuation in the context of earnings potential is looking attractive. Tata Motors was also in focus. In fact, the stock price was up 2% after the company said it has resumed operations across all manufacturing plants in the country, with Jamshedpur facility also getting approval on 27th May, Tata Motors said in a regulatory filing. So how is Nifty plays in terms of technical? Well, Nifty 50 closed in the green for the sixth consecutive day in a row. Mild profit taking at the top is a concern, but experts feel that as long as Nifty 50 holds on to 9979-9950, the upside should continue. And if we do resume the uptrend from here, then we would climb to levels closer to 10,300. That's what most technical experts suggest. Now, if Nifty trades below 9995, that is 9995, then experts advise traders to create short positions with a stop above 10,050 on closing basis and look for a target close to 9,700 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.